6 through 38 and 46 through 55. Named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. The throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob since I do not know a man." And the angel answered and said to her, "Be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your for with God nothing will be impossible." And the angel departed from her. Christ in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maid. Has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his imagination of their hearts, he has put down the mighty from their thrones, and he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ.
God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe the Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he suffered under Pontius on the third day he rose again and ascended into heaven. And the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Is my folder there? This morning, as I said, we begin our first person of Mary. So, what I'd like to do this morning is explore especially through Gabriel's announcement or annunciation and as a woman of faith, and understanding the Roman Catholic Mariology Mary is a young Jewish girl. That's how young girls would have been when they were considered marriageable. So she was. But when Mary was alive, Nazareth was further north, immediately. Sepphoris was actually, during Mary's time, a month. Fairly large and prosperous market. It was sort of the suburb of Sepphoris where the help lived. We see later on Jesus confronts. Anyone remember who painted that, by the way? You'll see Mary seated on the right and the angel on the left. To art like this, where we see Mary as if she is a we get nothing of that from Scripture. Mary was a poor girl. And when the angel approaches, I think it's interesting to read what surprises her about. Surprises her. And so our picture of the angel with wings is painting of the Annunciation. This was by El Greco, one of my favorite artists. Again, on this one, we see the angel with wings and Mary seated. What does Gabriel say? Well, Gabriel now this could also be translated as charitable one. Mary was a girl who exhibited grace throughout her life. That's full of grace, to be the favored one or to be the charitable one. Well, grace is used by but what it really means is giving when some a sense that we give of ourselves to others. Other than that, the angel's greeting simply in Mary, other than that, she was grace-filled. Things from her response. First, she accepts her commission. To be the mother of Jesus. Actually, this would have been really a traumatic excited. What does this mean for her? All the plans. Expecting a large wedding banquet, a feast, celebration. Is that those dreams are really dashed? She's shunned because. Nobody comes to her wedding banquet. In Deuteronomy 22, someone who's pregnant without a husband. Scary thing for Mary. But nonetheless, she accepts it. For us, we see Mary as blessed, and that someone is blessed. I know my mom used to always say, now, perhaps that's part of being blessed, but I think we see. Blessing can mean that you have adversity. Blessing can be blessed to be a blessing, I think, is quite appropriate when we think of this with Mary. She accepts her position with Gabriel. For her, that the child that she has in her womb is indeed the Son of God. Which was the last part of our reading this morning. This is a song that's. But that Mary, as a faithful young Jewish girl, had probably memorized. She was able to bring that knowledge of her background there's a few different understandings that one of those is the idea of the Immaculate Conception. This is the idea that the Immaculate Conception suggests that Mary then was born. For God. In fact, in order for Jesus to be fully. Understand about Mary is that this is a woman who is fully human. Jesus is preaching to the crowds, and from Mark, and Mary and two of Jesus' brothers, and while Jesus is teaching, they send a message that he needs to come. Will. So we see that Mary was prone to one was born to complete. And so Mary, like us, are under understanding the Magnificat, we see that Mary wasn't chosen because Scripture, God chooses people that are average, ordinary people. He doesn't average. Think about King David. King David, who and even Jesse said, "Oh, you don't want him." Every time we see God choosing someone in the Scriptures, it works. God also opposes the Magnificat was actually forbidden in. In Guatemala recently. And then in the 1980s, the song that says that God not only listens to others. Now, we live in a world where one do have a tendency to think quite highly of ourselves. Has given us to help others. Remember, politicians who are too prideful and even pastors, sometimes you'll hear about them. Calls us to account. There's a story that I had read as I was preparing. And one of them, as he ran by an apple, kept going. But then, after just a little bit, realized that the girl that was selling the apples at the apple cart was blind. Of them had been bruised, and so and she turned to him and said, "Are you Jesus?" We have a choice every day to be. To be the humble one. He misses. Let's just look at a few of the other Roman Catholic understandings of Mary before we conclude today. They believe that she was assumed and brought up to heaven and didn't die. Through to get to Jesus. I think that each Mary was a perpetual.
understand her to have had a normal relationship. At least two other brothers and some sisters. So we know that that not only did Mary bear the Christ child, but she himself of his godhood when he came to be born a human. Learn just like a normal human child, and that was Mary. Remember, our Gospels, the earliest Gospels, if it was written about 60 AD, Mary would have Mark was 40 AD, Matthew and Luke would have been about 60 AD, and see that in our Gospels. Prompts Jesus to perform his first miracle at the wedding in Cana. When her heart is pierced. And finally, she is among the disciples. Co-regentress and mediatrix. Temple, the veil in the temple is torn. That's the and we can pray to him. I discussed these issues with faithful Roman Catholic. And he said, what bothered him was he feels like Protestants actually kind of disrespect him. Distance ourselves from Roman Catholic theology that we don't see as biblical. Is indeed someone that we should be emulating in our faith. You know, I looked through what the Reformers and various other Protestant figures have said, the things that we just talked about, but he held her in very high regard and spoke. He saw Mary as being like the pipe that the water flowed through. That was the analogy that he of Mary. We need to understand that Mary did play a role in role as our model. So what I'd like for you to go away with this morning, so that she could be a blessing to us and to others. Hardship. Are we willing to model to examples of this. Found a homeless man, and he emulated Mary. I don't know if this man. He portrayed these qualities. And I just like to watch the.
Officer Lawrence DePrimo's act of kindness gives to the NYPD. They posted it to their Facebook page. Tens of thousands of comments. Bad news. It is the human spirit and acts of kindness who really define who we are. The 25-year-old officer was on patrol in Times Square on
so he's about the size of my hands, and my heart just went out to this man. Like, I didn't. No, but thank you, and God bless you for asking. And that I found amazing because, you know.
Officer DePrimo went to this Skechers to get the man. Manager Jose Cano offered his employee discount to the officer.
Yes, it came naturally for us to tackle the best out of the situation.
Officer.
And the smile just went from ear to ear. And again, he said, God bless me. And he said, you know, be safe. You know, he was so appreciative.
The officer says he keeps the receipt in his bulletproof.
If it pushes somebody else to go out and do another kind of act,
I hope you feel blessed.